Okay. Till later. Good morning.
Good morning.
What shall we discuss?
Well, it's kind of going to be an open forum because I don't have a lot of questions planned. One thing, my Sebring car door keeps, it won't close all the way, and it keeps like flashing and beeping and dinging and clicking. And the first time it happened was Halloween night, and I thought maybe it was Patel playing around.
More yourself playing with yourself.
Oh, okay. Because now it's just getting irritating. And so I'm wondering if, you know, I was thinking about it yesterday, you know, what am I doing? The door is not closing all the way. But I couldn't really get, like, a clear idea if I'm trying to offer myself more of a message. The door's not closing all the way, it's not secure, it's, you know, I couldn't really, is there more to it that I'm not picking up?
I would express that this is imagery that you are presenting to yourself in relation to protection.
Hmm.
And the door not closing is imagery that perhaps you are ready to be letting go of some protection elements.
Which I thought was interesting because when it was doing that, I didn't really feel a need to put my seatbelt on. You know, the thought crossed my mind that I didn't feel the need to secure myself further in the car.
Which is an interesting response, suggesting that regardless of whether you are actually interpreting the message in thought, that you are receiving the message regardless.
Right.
Which, this is significant, for as I have expressed in relation to this way, thought processes may be askew.
Hmm.
And in that, as this wave is addressing to communications, it is also a matter of being open to avenues of communication, not merely relying upon thought to be translating those communications. For you receive the communications regardless of what you think. And in that, as you know, the thought mechanism is merely a translating instrument. But it is not actually a communication avenue. And in that, as you pay attention to what you are doing, this can be an indicator as to how you are responding to other communications and receiving messages in manners that do not necessarily involve thought.
Mm-hmm. So catching more of the abstract?
Yes.
Abstractness of it?
Yes. For this is significant also that individuals in this time frame are offering themselves communications and are generating actions that are unfamiliar and can be somewhat confusing or overwhelming for individuals are attempting to translate that, but in not actually incorporating a reference point in associations yet, mm-hmm. it is difficult to translate what you are assimilating. Therefore, especially in this time framework, it is very important to pay attention to what you are doing and how you are responding in different situations.
Is that what's going on with Petey when he keeps misplacing things? And, you know, I helped him through with the camera, kind of giving, supporting him in that he could reappear it. But then the tape measure disappeared. So instead of remembering what he just went through with that lesson, he went right back to square one. But is that what's happening with that? Is that he's getting so overwhelmed? Is it new information and he's having trouble assimilating it?
Yes.
Okay. Because, you know, I really thought that he wouldn't have disappeared something that meant that much to him without knowing that he could reappear it. So then what happened with the tape measure? He wanted me to ask why he keeps disappearing things.
This is not unusual. The more scattered an individual becomes in relation to what they are assimilating but what they do not necessarily understand yet, that creates a scatteredness. And the more the individual attempts to attach to some past association or some past experience and attempt to generate an association in similarity with the new experiences, the more this does create a scatteredness or an overwhelm.
So I was kind of on the right track when I was telling him that he was starting to go that Gordon loaned it to somebody, and I was on the right track saying this moment is not all of those past moments.
Correct.
But since he's unfamiliar with that,
yes.
It's hard for him to assimilate that.
Yes.
So when I disappeared my cell phone, I just knew that I generated that to not worry about communications with people for a few days. And I knew that I would reappear it, which I did. So, but I got that.
Yes.
And I did kind of, I guess, I, you know, thinking that I was going to have more trouble with this wave, it seems to be coming easier for me. I seem to be catching it. Catching the wave more.
Congratulations.
But, you know, it is kind of a feeling of being out there in limbo land sometimes.
Yes.
The signs that I would associate with George, I still feel have that energy attached to them. And when I start to doubt myself, I'll create a sign that's even stronger to say, no, you're right. Like I was standing up in Mark's office the other night, and I looked out at McDonald's parking lot, and there was a Mustang, blue Mustang, backed in. So, you know, I've been wondering again, maybe I'm just making this up, and he only backs in his cars, and he has a blue Mustang. So I'm thinking that he is still thinking about me.
Yes.
So those signs are actually him still thinking.
Correct.
Is that also why his friends are coming around? Because I thought that was interesting. I've never attracted, like, communication with friends afterwards. You know, to me, I associate those people as his friends. But they seem to want to still interact with me, which is confusing to me. Because it hasn't happened before. So, is that...
another unfamiliar, different experience.
So, am I...
but one that is... validating of you that you are continuing to offer yourself imagery of your value
in that circle, right, which I did catch with Garrett coming by, and I thought, you know, what a compliment to myself that I guess validation also that, you know, it wasn't just him that was interested in me, even though it was older, others were too. So it offered me value as my own person.
Yes.
Too.
Not merely as a couple.
Right. And then one of his friends felt the need to tell me that he's spending all this time with a new girlfriend. Did I create that just to check my own ongoing level of interest, or...
that, and also, in a manner of speaking, to be checking in with yourself in holding in your own strength.
Right, because it felt like, you know, of course it felt like a knife, and I had to, like, regroup. But, you know, I was able to do that, whereas I remember an instance with Chuck, and letting it really destroy me for a few days. It was kind of more momentary. And it brought me back to, it doesn't really matter what he's doing with whoever he's doing it with. But, you know, I guess the whole timing thing, I just don't get. I've been, you know, thinking about it and trying to get it, but I guess it just, because you said it didn't work more because of timing, was it timing on my part? Because if I create every moment, I guess I don't understand how the timing comes into play.
It is a combination. Or, yes, you are creating all of your reality, as we have discussed previously, but you also are not interacting alone. You are interacting with other individuals' energies. Therefore, that doesn't give it a factor. Yes, you draw to yourself every individual in every moment, specifically for the experience that you will generate in that. But the other individual is participating in this as to a factor of timing. It would be associated with both of you. Timing in relation to him and his exploration and his uncertainty as to what he wants or a definite direction. Timing in relation to you in association with allowing and becoming more familiar within yourself more confident within yourself that you can allow more and do not require constant interaction or constant checking.
Right, because Mary told Petey that I probably smothered it. I'm like, no, I know that's definitely not it. I know I did not do that. But then I tried to Ed, and I got the impression that I was trying to make him into George.
I would express to you the element of allowance is not associated with what you term to be smothering or hovering.
Mm-hmm.
It is more an energy that you generate in somewhat of an uncertainty of yourself, and therefore you are continuously checking.
Mm-hmm.
And that checking is not necessarily in relation to what the other individual is doing, but it is almost a discounting of yourself, checking with yourself if you are right or if you are on track or if you are engaging some action that you perceive to be wrong.
Instead of having more of a knowing.
Yes. And rather than allowing yourself to experience that confidence in knowing with yourself, which would allow you to relax.
Mm-hmm. But with Ed, you know, he keeps trying to make contact with me, but I just moved in this direction of he's not the one. And I don't wish to continue interacting with him anymore. But is that because I was trying to make him, you know, I want that same feeling that I have with George, and I don't want to settle for something less. But then when my car, when my T-Bird wouldn't start, I thought that was imagery showing me that it doesn't have to be black and white. It doesn't have to be on or off. Is that in relation to...
Yes, that is correct. And in that, this is another example of what I am expressing to you in association with your own timing and generating more of your own confidence. For you question whether you are not interested in developing a relationship with this individual, for perhaps you are attempting to mold him into the same as the other individual. But in actuality, that is incorrect. That is not what you are doing. What you are doing is you are recognizing and evaluating and becoming more clear as to what you want and what your preferences are in association with relationships. And this individual does not fit into that direction,
right,
of your preferences. It is not necessarily that you are comparing. It is more that you are noticing, but you are afraid that you are comparing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That is the type of action that I am expressing to you that requires more of your own confidence and strength and acknowledgement of that in your own knowing, rather than questioning yourself in whether you are comparing or whether you are wanting to recreate the same individual in a different body.
Well, which I don't. I want to create the same feeling.
Correct. And that is the point. Yeah. Therefore, what you're doing is you are defining to yourself more clearly what it is that you want, which is significant. Where individuals generally create criteria of what they want in a relationship, but much of that criteria is somewhat vague and generalized. In this process, what you are doing is defining what you want more clearly, and also defining to yourself and understanding within yourself what you naturally generate, and therefore what would be more of a natural complement to you. And that is significant.
That's good. So, just kind of appreciate what I'm attracting and try to stay more in the knowing.
Yes.
In the question.
Yes. Not that you will not incorporate occasional questioning, but as you become more confident with yourself and you are defining more and more clearly what you want, that questioning will become less and less.
Like when I lost my cell phone and I entertained for a minute that the other guy had come back and taken it, and then I was like, no, that's not, I know that's not what happened, I know what I'm doing.
And that would also be an example of how you may question yourself momentarily, but that will become less and less, and in that you will quickly
listen to it.
Yes, and move into your own knowing, and therefore not be discounting yourself.
And I've been feeling a lot of tension lately in my neck and my shoulders again, and I think it's related to the season moving into winter and worrying about whether I'll be able to keep my weight down because I can't go out and exercise again. So I think it's related to that.
I would agree. I would also suggest that you allow yourself to be creative and discover manners in which you can engage different activities and actions and insight.
Well, and I've been
that will be
to go
fun
back.
And interesting to you and challenging rather than a chore.
Well, that's what I did last. I've been going back to the studio again, and I took the spin class last week, which I'd like to do again tonight, but my knee started hurting so bad, and I thought, you know, it's on my right side, my eyes on my right side, but I don't know, you know, I thought it's because I didn't have the bike adjusted properly, but I don't know why I created it. Hurting like that, and I wanted to go do something that was more challenging and involved a different group of people.
My suggestion is that you allow yourself to move slowly.
Which is what I did. I stayed, but I just went really slow.
The reason is to not create overwhelm. That was a signal.
Overwhelm and doing different things?
Yes, and also placing yourself in new situations with different individuals to allow yourself not to move cautiously, but to move slowly and observe and pay attention.
Observe me?
And what is occurring around you.
Mm-hmm.
Not merely you, but what is occurring in your environment. And in that, preventing yourself from generating an overwhelm. And also allowing yourself to move more into a natural balance with yourself, for you do incorporate the tendency to push yourself.
So I should have just chosen one of the classes to take last week. Like that?
Yes. And to pace yourself.
Well, I can only go once a week. I can do more at a slower pace than that.
No, pace yourself in the class.
Oh, okay.
You can generate more than once a week,
mm-hmm.
but the point is to pace yourself in the class.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily how often you engage it.
Well, I thought I was aware of that last week because I've taken that class before, and I know that it's at a higher level than what I'm at now, but I thought if I just take the class and go at my own pace, that it would be fine.
But in knowing,
mm-hmm.
in your terms, that it is at a higher level than you are at, that creates an automatic response in you to push.
Okay. So I created the pain in my knee to give me a reason to go slower?
Yes. Okay. To be a signal to mm-hmm. you to be pacing and to be paying attention, that you can set yourself a challenge to accomplish, but to incorporate a natural balance and not to push. It is not necessary to push. And pushing presently incorporates tremendous potential for overwhelm in any situation.
Well, and I've been doing that at work too with everything too. You know, we're going to be in one lot, but, you know, it's just, it still feels like I'm pushing to get things done at work, to get things put on the computer, and, you know, because then I can feel myself tensing up. So I try to take a break and do it, but I don't really want to be doing any of it. But it's like my way of, if I do this, then I can justify to myself not to do the outside stuff. Is that what's going on?
It is not a matter of a trade-off.
Mm-hmm.
And it is important not to be pushing. Accomplishments will occur as they do, and as movements unfold, it is not necessary to push.
Okay. Am I pushing it well?
You are pushing you.
Right. To be there?
You are pushing you in several manners. You are pushing you, yes, to be there, but also in what you do, and pushing in what you must accomplish, or what you should accomplish, and how you should accomplish it. And these are very familiar expressions for you. They are very familiar, and therefore many times they are automatic, and you may not even recognize that you are pushing until you begin to generate the tension and you do notice that.
Right. So what would be a remedy for counteracting that pushing?
Periodically, throughout your day, allow yourself momentarily to stop. Notice what you are doing and inquire of yourself, is it ultimately important that this be accomplished in this moment?
I thought I was doing that though. I thought I have been doing that.
You do, to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are allowing yourself to generate that more frequently and be actually moving yourself in the direction to be paying attention when you are engaging some action, how do you feel? Is it ultimately important that this is accomplished in this moment? Is there actually a time framework, a specific time framework in which this action must be accomplished?
Yeah, before you get that.
But this is another element of pacing.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore not overwhelming yourself and not creating the tension that you notice is creating discomfort.
Well, I'm just getting to the point where I just really want to do something else.
And what do you want to do?
I'd like to do something that would be like moving from one project to the next. Like having a project, completing the project, and being able to appreciate what's been generated within the project. You know, like this morning I was watching a documentary on Herbie Hancock, and I followed him from like one musical project to another, and they were very different, and they were very creative, and they were very collaborative with different people, and you know, I think that would be very cool, because I just feel like I'm doing the same thing every day that I'm not doing to begin with.
And what type of endeavor would you like to engage in that?
Well, I don't know. That's as far as I've gotten. I was watching something, and it was project-oriented. Oh, I guess it was one of my climb shows, and they completed it, and everybody was celebrating that they had solved it. And I thought, that was really cool. And then I saw the documentary this morning where they're moving from musical project to project, and I thought that was really cool. But I like the idea of collaborating with someone or other people and including something that, in my perception, is very cool. And not just what I perceive as the same when I'm living from over there.
I would suggest to you that you allow yourself, first of all, to list all of the activities that you genuinely like to engage. Once you have listed the activities that you like to engage that are interesting to you or that are fun or that are enjoyable, list what you perceive to be your talents. Regardless of whether you have actually actively pursued them or not, list what you perceive to be your talents and your creativity. Once you have generated these two lists, attempt to combine them in creative, imaginative manners. And from that, allow yourself to play a game with yourself. Engage your computer and create a treasure hunt of all of the different avenues in which what you enjoy doing or what you perceive to be a talent of yours can be expressed in any variation. When you are incorporating the list of what you enjoy, also include what interests you, even if you do not necessarily actually engage it in your experience. For individuals generally incorporate many interests that they do not necessarily actually engage, such as an individual may incorporate a significant interest in horses, but they do not own horses and they perhaps do not engage horses, but this is an interest. Or an individual may incorporate an interest in an Asian culture. They may not necessarily travel to an Asian country. They may not necessarily actually engage an Asian culture, but it is an interest. Those are significant also, for the interests can be combined with what you actually enjoy and what you perceive to be your talents, to generate new avenues that you can engage that will be challenging, that will be interesting, that will allow you to express, and in many situations you can create directions in which you generate what you may term to be short-term projects that you can move from one to another to another. Short-term, perhaps, maybe in varying lengths also. One project may perhaps involve you for a year. Another may involve you for a day, dependent upon what it is. Let me offer a hypothetical example. Let us say that there is an individual that does incorporate a significant interest in Asian culture. And let us say that in their list, they also list that they incorporate a talent for combining foods or seasonings, and that they enjoy cooking. Now, combining those three elements initially may seem simple and may also seem somewhat mundane, but in actuality, that same individual could embark upon their own treasure hunt to discover all of the different manners in which they could allow themselves to engage their own talent for combining flavors, their interest with Asian culture, and also their enjoyment of cooking food, which may not necessarily be limited to avenues such as restaurants or food stores or even culinary schools. Perhaps the individual may develop their own project of creating new and inventive dishes that may expand into another project, perhaps in design. And perhaps from that they may develop another project in relation to presentations. The point is to genuinely allow yourself to be creative and to familiarize yourself with the different aspects of yourself that you are not necessarily utilizing, but that you can.
So is this tying to walking? I've been pondering that one too, and I was like, well, I could walk two things. I could walk up to people and ask them for money. I could walk dogs. I could walk in the woods. But it didn't really get anywhere with the whole walking thing.
It is very similar.
Mm-hmm.
There are many actions you can do that involve walking. One of your sports that you have an affinity for, golfing, involves walking. And there are many different capacities that that can be incorporated with also. But there are many, many, many actions that involve walking. It is merely a matter of being creative and discovering what the other factors are. What are you interested in? What do you like? What do you like to engage? And combining that with an action that you like to do, such as walking. That is merely one example. You can engage walking in many directions, with creatures, with children, with photography, with surveying.
How can I completely fix this vision problem? Because it's not necessarily getting worse, but I just want it to go away. Is there an exercise I can do?
Yes, you can incorporate first of all an inner landscape. When incorporating an inner landscape, I would suggest that you change it frequently. Therefore, it will not become predictable or boring. You can also incorporate a combination of carrots, beets, and parsnips into your diet more frequently. And allow yourself perhaps once each day to either sit or lie quietly with your eyes closed and very relaxed, and place slices of small potatoes into a container and chill them, perhaps in your refrigerator. When you incorporate a time framework, which may be approximately 5 to 10 of your minutes, in which you are sitting or lying quietly with your eyes closed and allowing yourself to concentrate upon completely relaxing your eyes, place these potato slices upon your eyes. That root generates a calming and soothing effect.
Very well. And then always my favorite subject, money. You know, this, we're going into the winter months, which I'm also sure is part of the tension regarding business slowing down, and you know, I know that we work with people across the country that have money, and I've been noticing people coming in and paying cash, larger amounts of cash for vehicles. But, you know, I'm working on moving more into generating it, creating it instead of earning it. And I think I've moved a little more in that direction. But every time I think that, then something happens that seems to take a big chunk of it away from me. So where is this conflict coming in? I'll generate something where I think I've moved more in the direction of creating it, and at the same moment, it seems like a big chunk is being taken away from me. What's going on there?
That is quite definitely associated with the unfamiliar.
Mm-hmm.
I would acknowledge you that you are moving more in that direction, but it is not unusual that regardless of what the subject matter is, when you or other individuals begin to move into the unfamiliar and you are genuinely doing that, there's an automatic spring action, so to speak, that occurs to attempt to pull you back to the familiar, which becomes uncomfortable now that you are moving more into the unfamiliar. But the more you move and the more you allow yourself, the less frequent those spring back restrictions will occur. And another very important factor, once again, especially now, is trusting.
I believe I'm trusting more in that area. Is there anything more I can do to help kind of propel me?
Watching, noticing, reacting.
in everything, or regarding money or work or
all. For that creates an energy that influences that spring in restriction.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I don't notice and pay attention to reactions.
And I am doing that. So you're saying doing it more consistently?
Yes.
Petey wanted to know if Bandit had the energy of Smokey. But we made the connection when we were hiking the other day, Smokey and the Bandit. And we're thinking maybe Bandit is a continuation of Smokey.
Partially.
Partially.
Yes.
And partially a new energy, or from one of his other creatures?
Partially new,
mm-hmm.
and partially that other energy reconfigured,
mm-hmm.
which would be quite appropriate in this time framework, wanting to generate one familiar energy, but also allowing for the new to be expressed.
I think Baby might have a fleck of a friend or a relative of Gordon's that had a great interest in cars. Yeah. And Gordon could have figured that out, right?
Yes.
I thought so, because I've never seen a Tog investigate the exterior of a car like this one. And I was like, wow, okay, that's different. So watching, noticing, reacting. So, you know, at the end of every year, I kind of like to tell what the next year's theme is going to be. And I got the impression this morning that next year is going to be more of me allowing me to create more of the things that I've been working on.
And that you enjoy, mm-hmm. and that interest you.
Okay. More of that coming to fruition.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That is the direction that you're engaging now.
Right.
Therefore, that
it's like baby steps now.
But it is a strong potential
for
accomplishment. And I also would be acknowledging of you for you incorporate a significant determination.
My zebra. I have 2 minutes left. Alan's thinking once again of moving up here, which he does frequently. And, you know, I have my own conditions in which I would allow that to happen, that I feel would be in his best interest, but also in a way that would allow me to coexist with him in a more of a positive way. So I think that's why it keeps not happening. I guess, is there any comment that you have on that? It just seems like such a mess. He's definitely doing his own thing.
Genuinely pay attention to what you want,
mm-hmm.
evaluate what can potentially create overwhelm for you,
right.
and incorporate guidelines for you, not for other individuals.
Right. I think it's been easier for me to have conversations with you, too. I seem to be trusting it more. And it's interesting because when I picture us here, when I'm hiking or something, I'm always down there, like, facing you. Is that because in that environment I'm more comfortable with you? Like, it's...
necessarily. Mm. I would express that that is merely imagery that you present to yourself of a feeling of closeness.
Okay.
Therefore, you image physically being closer, but
mm-hmm.
it is more symbolically
okay.
than the actual.
Is the tablet in my printer at work? Every now and then it, like, just starts going, and I get the impression that that's him.
Yes.
And is there another essence around that I could tap into that maybe I'm not picking up yet?
Twaila, which incorporates a very calming energy.
Oh, good. Okay, so our time's up today.
Very well.
Thank you very much, because I do feel like I'm not as anxious to get to my appointment, because I'm starting to trust more that I can have a conversation with you in between.
Very well, my friend. As always, I express tremendous affection to you and great encouragement. Do not lose sight, you are accomplishing.
Thank you.
Until our next meeting, in tremendous appreciation to you. Au revoir.
Thank you.